For over 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located right here in Bethesda, Maryland. Don't forget that the Village Green is having their big year-end sale now through December 31st, so make sure to stop by to take advantage of those great savings. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., so always tune in your dial, covering lots of topics related to health and wellness. Today is no exception. We're going to be talking about some interesting topics with Rex Jones. Rex Jones is an educator with Garden of Life. He's been doing that job since 2007, and he brings with him a lifelong passion for the natural foods industry and strong herbal knowledge. Rex began his journey picking and identifying herbs in the wild with his mother at the age of 15, grew more serious about studying herbs as an adult. He worked in the natural foods retail setting for over 10 years as the nutritional manager and herbalist. Rex also led classes, co-hosted a radio show, managed web content, and gave a variety of in-store and off-site health lectures. He's excited to share Garden of Life's mission, which is empowering extraordinary health. Rex, thanks for being on the show with us today.
Thank you for having us.
Sure. So, we've sort of covered a little bit of this topic before, but I think we're going to go a little bit more in depth. I was excited when we talked about it last time. It's related to a newer product that Garden of Life has put out. And, you know, I mean, typically I don't try and be super product specific on the show.
Right.
We talk more about just general nutrients. I would say that in this case, we're going to be talking a little bit product specific because I think what Garden of Life doing is it's a very unique, basically, type of product. And so I think it's just important that people understand what options are out there. If there were other companies offering it, that would be great too. But you guys seem to have pioneered a little something in the nutraceutical industry and what you're doing. So could you explain a little bit about, what we're going to be talking about on the show today?
Right. And what we're talking about is certified organic and, you know, supplements and non-GMO supplements. And you would think that would be a no-brainer. I mean, a lot of times we go to a full health food store, grocery store type of environment. We are buying fruits, vegetables, dairies, products in the aisle that are, you know, not genetically modified and that are certified organic. That's what the savvy shopper is looking for. They want to reduce their exposures to pesticides, herbicides, and because genetically modified organisms are not truly third-party studied for safety on the official level, there have been third-party studies, and they don't look that great. Smart people are staying away from that and going with what Mother Nature has given us forever, basically, which is real food, genetically selected over the millennia. And that's what humans need. And so when it comes to supplements, we want to bring that conversation to supplements. And we've been able to do that with a botanically derived vitamin that is non-GMO, USDA organic, and has a tableting process that is also 100% food, non-GMO, and USDA organic. So we've skipped past those crazy binders and fillers, you know, to deliver something that is a lot more wholesome. And really what this is all about is delivering true food. And I think there's been a move in the industry for the last 30 years or so trying to move back to food, trying to get to that point to where we can deliver food as a supplement.
Yeah. So let's talk about this for a second before we get into the line, because the product line, because it brings up some interesting points. First of all, you know, I mean, a lot of packages now when you buy supplements or when you buy, for a long time in the health food stores, the first things that people were looking for was, is it organic or is it not organic? And that's the seal they were looking for. And now I think most people in the population that are sort of savvy shoppers or getting themselves educated on eating healthier and using real foods and supplements are pretty accustomed to looking for the organic certification. But now you're starting to see new things pop up on the labels, which is related to these GMOs. And I think,
right,
I'd like to just sort of let people know and outline exactly what that means. GMOs stand for genetically modified organism, which are living organisms whose genetic material has been artificially manipulated in a laboratory through genetic engineering. It's a relatively new science. It creates, you know, different combinations of plant, animal, bacterial, and viral genes that don't occur in nature or through traditional crossbreeding methods. So, I mean, I remember in the mid-90s, I was part of a magnet program in high school where we were doing biotechnology. And we were doing, I mean, I understand this because I was genetically modifying organisms when that technology was first coming out. And so what we would do is we would take cells from one living organism, maybe it was a plant, and we would extract plasmids. Plasmids are little disks of DNA that organisms tend to trade with each other. And we would incorporate the plasmids or the genetic material of one organism into another. And this is when, you know, genetic engineering was first becoming more mainstream. And some of the first applications was, for example, a specific kind of tomato. I believe it was called the Flavor Saver tomato. Yeah, where they, and I can't remember what genes they cross-matched, but they took some genetic material from one type of organism and spliced it into the DNA of a tomato, basically to make it stay riper for longer. So it didn't, you could pick it earlier and it would still basically hold its flavor and its ripeness for longer periods of time. And, you know, the idea was exciting at the time. Now that we can manipulate genetics and we understand genetics, how can we better, you know, our human experience? How can we use this technology to improve people's lives is basically what the idea was. And, you know, I'm not quite sure if that was always what the general idea was. I think a lot of it was how do we use this technology to build bigger profits, because that's basically what it ended up doing. I think now, and Rex, you know, I'll give you a chance to weigh in on this here in a sec. But I mean, now where it's turned into is pretty much all commercially genetically modified organisms are engineered with the goal of being able to withstand the direct application of herbicides and or to internally produce certain insecticides. And the idea was that, you know, these big biotechnology companies, they were sort of promising that if we can genetically modify, let's say, what like soy plants, which is a prime example, to withstand the application of a pesticide, we, instead of having to use multiple pesticides and lots of different pesticides, we can actually just use less of one specific type. And because the soy plant is now immune to pesticides, you know, basically we don't have to use as many to kill the weeds and we'll be able to grow more crops with less pesticides with greater efficiency. And I think that's where kind of the idea came to be. But really, this is not panned out like we have wanted it to. And the other thing, and Rex, I'd like you to speak to this for a minute here, has to do with this idea about, you know, are they really safe? We know that in more than 60 countries around the world, including Australia, Japan, and all of the countries in the European Union, there are significant restrictions or complete outright bans on the production and sale of genetically modified organisms. However, in the U.S., the government has approved GMOs based on studies conducted by the same corporations that created them and profit from their sale. So, you know, are there really studies that show the safety of GMOs? And have there been studies that show the dangers of it, Rex?
Absolutely. And you hit it on the head. And I feel like for the general public, this is such a confusing subject. I mean, especially if you're not aware of it and you just got introduced to the conversation and you go to the pro websites and you go to the anti websites, there's so much information. You know, the common person might throw their hands up. But to answer a question, absolutely. You know, we're at a point now with this, and you mentioned it before about, you know, this promise of being able to use lower pesticides. They've now shown where there's about a 7 to 10% increase in the use of pesticides, because now the pest resistant plants, or actually, yeah, the pest resistant plants require more pesticides. And now some of the pest plants that they were going after have now adapted to these pesticides. So, what they promised was that that was never going to happen. What they promised was that the roundworm in the corn situation, because roundworm is probably the biggest threat to growing corn. And they said, oh no, it will, you know, this worm will never, you know, adapt to this pesticide, and that has happened. You know, I've read on some of the biotech websites where they said that was an isolated incident in 2011, but I've pulled up studies, you know, as late as 2013 showing that this is still occurring. So they said they fixed the problem. It hasn't been fixed. And as far as impact on humans, when you increase the amount of pesticides in the environment, you're talking about disturbing the soil. You're talking about runoff in rivers, in streams, waterways. And there has been a connection to increased pesticides and diabetes for farmers and their spouses. So there is a human impact. We've always kind of known there was a human impact with pesticides, but genetically modified organisms, in the end, they have not reduced pesticides. In fact, I believe the figure is something like 550 million more gallons of pesticide have been used in the U.S. Than previous years before. So, you know, we're not using less pesticides with GMOs as promised. It's not entirely safe. And as you mentioned, there are studies that show a negative effect. Studies that show that the BT toxin, and that is the, you mentioned the two types of genetically modified organisms. There are the plants that are engineered to withstand extra pesticides, and the ones that generate the pesticides themselves. So bacterially created pesticides in plants, you know, typical with the corn, that particular bacteria has been shown to wipe out good bacteria in our guts. Mm-hmm. So it's having the similar effect that it's supposed to have on these insects with humans. And we have so many issues, cumulative issues nowadays. We're not eating a traditional diet. We're not getting the fermented and cultured foods that our ancestors got. We're not getting K2. We're not eating those foods that produce K2. We have tons of chemicals in the food, air, and water. We have sterile hospitals producing, you know, bacteria that we can't fight with antibiotics. We don't need this added burden. And, you know, it's basically a needle in the haystack if you want to go there with when you're looking at inflammation and all the contributors in the modern world. We've got so many things going on. And so we believe, you know, moving back to this organic, non-GMO idea of supplements, that's one step towards sanity, I guess you can say, in kind of reducing that overall exposure. And we feel, especially in this health food industry, that we need to move as an industry towards that direction. I mean, we stand for clean as an industry. We stand for, you know, organic and a holistic environment, supporting the farmers.
Yeah.
And really supporting, I mean, this comes down to something bigger than humans to me, because when I look at a sunflower seed, I've been told a small sunflower actually produces 800 sunflower seeds. That's free from Mother Nature. And when we're talking about biotech, we're talking about patented seeds, not necessarily improving the lives of people. You mentioned something else that I kind of really was shaking my head, like, yes, you know, the biotech technology, this is a separate discussion, could possibly be used for the greater good, but it has kind of turned into something else, you know. And you've got countries where people have kicked out these biotech seeds because they're less independent, actually. They were growing multiple crops and they went to monocropping and they won't even eat these foods anymore.
Yeah.
And they're having a harder time feeding their family. This is about the world. This is about nature carrying on, doing what it's done forever and ever and ever. And the fact that seeds are free, they don't need to be sold to people. They do need to be sold to people, but I mean, they don't need to be manipulated and patented to where only one source has the seed. And
right.
Someone else
yeah. There just them. Doesn't seem to be the advantages promised when it comes to using GMOs as far as this great, you know, oh, we need genetically modified organisms to improve crop yields to be able to feed the people of the world and the growing populations. And we
right.
need to be able to do this so that we can use less pesticides. It really was billed that way, but it's not how it turned out. The people developing this technology and the people implementing this technology are not benevolent people looking for the good of the world. They're basically looking to turn profits. And that can be significantly, you know, displayed when you look at the primary company doing it, which is Monsanto, and the atrocities that they've done around the world where they've given these seeds to certain farmers in areas, and there's a farmer, you know, who relies, who feeds his family by growing crops, and he's a mile down the road from this other farmer who buys the genetically modified seeds. The wind blows, the crops cross-pollinate. This farmer who never wanted anything to do with it now has this genetic material in his crops where he can't even avoid it, right? And Monsanto comes in and says, you owe us royalties on everything. And these people have had to shut down farms. There was a huge rash of farmer suicides in India several years ago because it was such a shame to be able to not provide for their family. They were committing suicide. And these are people that never wanted anything to do with these genetically modified organisms. And, you know, this company basically just went in and tried to take over. And the main pesticide that they use is the Roundup, which is this glyphosate, which was billed as this incredibly safe pesticide. And now basically is being linked to be one of the most dangerous environmental pollutants ever discovered. Yeah. The implications of glyphosate are staggering in what its ability as far as its impact on the microflora of the gut and the overall impact and health of humans. It's been implicated in the growing rate of celiac disease and gluten sensitivity. It's been implicated in many different things. And, you know, it's the primary genetic modification that's made to plants so that they can spray this pesticide on there liberally without any problem. So, you know, avoiding genetically modified organisms is becoming incredibly important. And I know for many people it's overwhelming because it's just one more thing they have to look out for, and it becomes incredibly confusing. You have to eat three or four times a day, and to be able to try and keep track of, is it organic? Is it not organic? Is it local? Is it, is it from a local farm? Is it grown from far away? Is it genetically modified? Is it not? These issues are so hard to keep track of that people just get incredibly frustrated and don't even know what to eat anymore. But that doesn't mean sticking your head in a hole is the right thing to do about it either. So hopefully this is some useful information. We come back from the break, we'll pick up the topic around organic, highlight that, and then discuss some of the products that Garden of Life is introducing to ensure you're getting good, safe, quality supplements. This is Dr. Kevin Pacero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Old Man Winter is on the way, but you can weather the storm by taking advantage of Village Green Apothecary's big year-end sale. Now through the end of the year, you can save 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Stock up on supplements to fight colds and flu, and pick up some healthy living gifts for your friends and family too. Visit Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or online at myvillagegreen.com. or call us at 301-530-0800. Our big year-end sale will blow you away.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. Brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host, Dr. Kevin Facero. Don't forget that the Village Green is having its huge year-end sale now through December 31st. It's a great time to stock up on all of your supplement and wellness needs. So stop on into the store between now and then. It is always a busy time of year. Today we are talking with Rex Jones. He is an educator with Garden of Life, and we're going to be discussing some of the innovative things Garden of Life has been doing to bring some great products to the market that really not just provide vitamins and supplements for basic nutrients, but really look at it from a more holistic production view, basically to make sure that you're getting very safe products and very healthy products. So I'm looking forward to discussing that with Rex today. In the last segment, we were talking about genetically modified organisms and the dangers associated with that. I think in this segment, we're going to be talking about organic versus non-organic. There are a couple of things that, you know, I think are worth touching on before we completely move on, you know, from GMOs. There have been some studies on GMOs that have been done, you know, independently. And, some of the things, some of them have been animal studies, and one significant one was done actually on pigs, and it was done on pigs because pigs have a relatively similar digestive system to humans, and it basically showed that pigs being fed genetically modified organisms had a lot more gastrointestinal inflammation than the pigs not given the genetically modified grown food. And, that was done. It was actually a placebo study that was done on pigs so that the farmers actually didn't know who was given what. But that's one example that we're seeing. We also know that genetically modified crops are grown with high amounts of the glycophosphate, which is being pesticide, which is being linked to many different types of problems, including digestive problems. So that's another reason. And then, Rex, I think you had some interesting another study about some things between mom and unborn babies that's been shown up with genetically modified organisms.
Yeah, there's definitely been a documented study, and I'm actually trying to reference that study for the listeners right now, showing that the BT toxin is transferred during pregnancy to children.
Right, and the BT toxin is what? It's a type of bacterial toxin, correct? That's inserted into oftentimes corn, right? So that the corn plants sort of produce their own pesticide, so you don't have to spray it on there. They're actually producing pesticide because we've inserted this sort of toxin from a bacterial gene in there, correct?
Right, and it does cause the intestines of insects to basically disrupt and explode. Somehow that's not supposed to happen to humans, but it turns out that that might be just the case. It definitely confirmed that in animals where there's an erosion of the gut lining and a massive dying off, I believe, within 2 minutes of good bacteria. And I'm sure you've had so many shows about probiotics and the importance of probiotics.
Right. Yes.
The last thing you need is the gut lining to be worn away, because that is a Pandora's box of all types of inflammatory and allergic issues. I mean, it definitely needs to be some true, honest discussion and safety studies in regards to GMOs. I mean, when you have 64 nations, as you mentioned earlier, that have either outright banned or said, you know, you need to label this, don't even have it in my country until there's, real evidence that it's safe, I think it's time to take a step back. It's been very difficult here because it is a money issue. But everything from sterilization, of animals, the sterilization issue, I think that's been one of the most consistent studies in as far as livestock. I mean, they've seen the reproduction rates go down with GMOs consistently with that. So, I mean, that's just not a good sign for us human beings.
No, it's not. Yeah, and here's one of the citations. The BT toxin that's commonly inserted into genetically modified food crops to kill pests, studies found that it's reaching the bloodstream of 93% of women and 80% of their unborn babies because of the consumption of meat, milk, and eggs from livestock fed genetically engineered corn. So this, and then the other concern is that once these like bacterial toxins and this genetic material gets in your system,
that it can trade some of this genetic material with the own bacteria in our intestines. So that's a whole nother issue, because the way that our bacteria work, they have very rapid life cycles and they can trade genetic material very quickly. This is why many bacteria develop bacterial resistance. If one basically, you know, bacteria is able to figure out a bypass to an antibiotic and creates a genetic code for it, then it can trade and pass that genes on to other bacteria so that you get many bacteria that have the same genetic resistance. And so that's something that's very commonly done. You know, it's oftentimes the question is asked, why in the world would our bodies decide to house 50 billion bacteria in our gut? We have 10 times more bacteria in and on our body than we have human cells. What type of evolutionary advantage could it have possibly given us to have this massive colonization of bacteria inside of our bodies? It's a really interesting question of health and science. And some people speculate one of the reasons is because human genetic material takes an incredibly long time to turn over and basically evolve.
75,000 years.
Yeah. Whereas bacteria, you know, they can change in just a few life cycles, which happens, you know, almost every day they can make modifications. And so the ability to have a massive amount of bacteria in the gut means that as our environmental environment or our environmental pressures change, so let's say a certain food source becomes scarce, or a new food source becomes abundant, because humans didn't always have a grocery store to go to where we had the set, you know, amount of food and types of foods that we had access to, it changed based on the seasons, based on environmental pressures that we had no control over, and based on other things like new infections that would circulate. Having these bacteria in our intestines that could change so rapidly and quickly to the evolving environment around us allowed for greater survival. Now, that worked for us for hundreds and hundreds and thousands of years and still does in many ways. But if we start changing the way that internal microflora operates, we're going to definitely probably start seeing some changes to human health. And, you know, I mean, none of these things have been exactly ferreted out yet, but the writing is definitely on the wall in regards to the changes in gut microflora and chronic inflammation and rates of cancer. And now, you know, there's so many different aspects of health that seem to be going in the wrong direction based on what we've done in our environment, the foods we've chosen to grow and the foods we've chosen to eat. And, you know, I mean, again, it is mainly a money issue. You know, a whole nother topic is, you know, we think we live in a democracy, but, you know, we don't. We don't get to choose exactly what we want. Our democracy is governed by the people that have the most money. And I don't care what party you subscribe to, whether you're on the left, whether you're on the right, the far left or the far right. If you think that your party and your representatives are doing exactly the best for you, you really need to look really hard at what our government does and who runs them. And it really is corporations. So our democracy, I think, in many ways, is actually turning into a sham.
Yeah, you know, and the kind of, you know, backup, I know I'm a, you know, representative of a company, so I think you have a little more free expression there, but I will back up this, you know, back up what you're saying with this. You know, one of the excuses that I've heard from the biotech companies that they use for why 64 nations have banned them is because these people, these consumer groups have gotten together and pressured the government. Well, who is the government supposed to be designed for? You know, it's the will of the people that the government should be doing. And I honestly believe if we had that real discussion here in the U.S., an honest discussion, not a lopsided discussion, which I feel the general public has had, that they would feel the same exact way. In fact, when there has been any type of polling done, most people say, well, yeah, I'd probably avoid it. Maybe I don't think that dangerous, but yeah, I would like to know and I would like to choose.
Well, I mean,
when they're asked,
People want it. And I mean, just look at the record. History tells what the future is going to bring. So look back at what the U.S. has done when it comes to putting things in foods. We had BPA completely unregulated. It was allowed to be put in anything for a very long time. Nobody thought anything of it. Of course, all the companies that produce it said it was safe and had no human impacts. Mm-hmm. Europe and other countries always banned it. Well, fast forward however many years, and now where are we at with BPA? They don't put it in children's toys. They're banning it from all of these things. It took took, the U.S. was the last one on board. Look at trans fats. Same thing. Trans fats were in the U.S. food supply for an incredibly long time. The only reason, the only data that the government went on its safety of trans fat was based on the industries that produce that data. So again, it was corporations highly influencing policy in the United States. And where were the other countries in the world at with trans fats? They had banned it a long time ago because the independent data showed that it was incredibly harmful for human health. So where are we now? 20 years behind the rest of the world after, you know, the defense of the corporations has completely broken down and the poor health impacts have been so exposed that the government now has no choice but then to get on board and say, oh, yups, we were wrong. Let's ban trans fats. You know, so it's, you know, I can almost guarantee that these trends are going to repeat itself over and over and over again as we continue to be a country that's completely behind the rest of the world when it comes to protecting consumers from what corporations are billing as health benefits when really they're substances that we know very little about. So, yeah. So go ahead, Rex. Do you have anything else to comment on that before we move on?
Well, I mean, we could probably do an entire show on the dangers of GMOs and the questions behind it. But, you know, we like with our products, we want those products to be dual certified, to have the USDA organic certification and, you know, non-GMO project verified certification, which is third party. And what's really unique about what they do is the fact that they check the entire supply chain. Going back to, you know, the origin of each ingredient, that's very important. Having a top level test of a product to test it, to see if it's free of GMOs may not give you all of the truth that you need. There may not be proteins there or peptides there that, or pieces of proteins that are identifiable as GMO or material or genetic material. So the dual certification guarantees that, you know, hey, there's, you know, if there's pollen drift in the organic farm and there's maybe 1-3% organic material there, that it doesn't, you know, slide under the door as a non-GMO when you have that non-GMO project verification. What organic is great at doing is testing for those herbicides, pesticides, fungicides, testing for the soil. So we feel like dual certification is like the gold standard. And in fact, in supplements, in general, in the natural products industry, there are about 25,000 supplements. 252 of those are dual certified.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so,
not many.
You know, yeah. So we are really pushing that. I believe we have something like 30% of that entire content, and we're trying to come out with more, giving people the option to reduce pesticides and herbicides. And speaking on organic. You know, there was a new study, I think, that came out that was from the Journal Proceedings of the Royal Society of Biology that found that organic is actually producing way more in yields than they had previously thought. And I just think it makes sense. You know, we're talking about, you know, the evolution of plants and animals and in humans, that nature over hundreds of thousands, millions of years has figured this out genetically and has figured this out without us. And, you know, we should be working with this system, not trying to manipulate it. And it goes back to this whole money issue again. You know, seeds are free all by themselves. They've already worked themselves out with the environment, supports us and other animals and insects. And we are controlling it to the point to where we're breaking the system for us, really, in the long run. But I just wanted to throw that in there about organic. It is very efficient, energy-wise. It doesn't harm the environment, obviously. And, you know, when you buy organic, you are supporting, you know, an industry where there is less pesticides being exposed to the environment and a better overall environment in general.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can use fertilizers to grow more crops. But when you look at things like what the depth of the topsoil is in the most fertile area of the country, we used to have this thick, rich layer of topsoil, and now it is getting completely eroded because, you know, when you just spray phosphorus and fertilizers onto a crop, synthetic fertilizers, you're not doing anything to give nutrients back to the land. you know, you in order to grow more crops, you can't just dump more chemicals on them. In order to have healthy land, truly healthy land, you've got to do what we've always done as farming cultures, which is rotate crops and at times either let land lay fallow, which basically means give it a rest,
right.
Or another way is to basically plant, rotate them so that one year if you plant a crop, most above ground crops that need a lot of nitrogen, let's say, to grow, and that's what's in a lot of fertilizers, nitrogen and phosphorus, on an off year, you plant instead something like legumes, which give nitrogen back into the soil. So you can keep
right.
this thick, rich topsoil healthy. So you can continue to maybe have more yield by using fertilizers and pesticides, but in the end, you're going to end up with basically a barren piece of land where one day it's going to be very difficult to grow anything there without using
right.
these synthetic materials. And as you use these synthetic materials, we know that you produce crops that don't have the same amount of vitality as other crops. And you can measure that by looking at the phytonutrients, which are the antioxidant compounds and naturally containing compounds in plants that we know have very beneficial human impact. These things we know are lower in conventionally grown crops than they are in organically grown crops. So there's something to keeping the soil in its natural healthy state that improves the health of the plant. And everything
Absolutely.
That we are as humans, every cell that you have is built upon by this organic material that we consume every day. So whether that's meat from an animal that ate those crops or whether it's the crops themselves, that is what we are made of. That is what
yeah.
your body
yeah.
incorporates to rebuild itself every single day. So what you're taking in is going to end up what your cells are made of. And what your cells are made of is basically equivalent of what your health is. So when we come back from the break, let's talk about, you know, some of the Garden of Life products specifically and what you guys have done to roll out some new and interesting things. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA certified organic, non-GMO verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and we've been having a heated discussion this morning about genetically modified organisms and organic foods, and we've sort of branched off into many different topics. I think I've said a few things relating to corporations and, government structure that I don't know if I offended anyone. I'm not sure if I care, but basically, I'm a patriot through and through. I wouldn't want to live in any other country. I do want to make that clear. I am a patriot. I just wish that many aspects of our government were a little bit more transparent, and it was more representative of the safety of the people, which is what the government and what the forefounders of our country truly intended, and not necessarily about corporations and profit. And I'm a small business owner and have built a great life for myself by taking advantage of all the opportunities in America, and I'm nothing against that. It just has to do with having a little bit more transparency and distance between what corporations want and what our government is supposed to do in regards to supporting people. And there's many restrictions and laws and ways that they get into people's lives that I think are completely unnecessary. And of course, they skirt these big issues that really impact overall human health and well-being. And, we could go on and on and on. So, but let's talk a little bit about what, Garden of Life has done as an interesting foray. Usually when we're talking about this discussion, it's not really branching out into supplements, because when you're going out and buying, let's say, vitamin C, now it is true that vitamin C does come from oftentimes like a corn source that may have been grown with genetically modified organisms. A lot of these single nutrients, we don't necessarily think of there being an impact when it comes to genetically modified. We think of it more when it comes to food that we eat. But what if supplements that you were taking had genetically modified material in them, and what can we do in regards to finding products that are organic or that do not contain any genetically modified organisms? How would we feel about that? And I think that's where Garden of Life has gone. So maybe, and they're one of the first companies that's sort of pioneering this. So Rex, why don't we sort of do a little bit of a product plug here and talk about somebody in the supplement space who's kind of interested in bringing some of this to that aspect of the market?
Sure. So Garden of Life is on its third generation whole food vitamin. We started out with fermented vitamins, which, we won't get into that process, but it's basically a fermentation process similar to, fermenting any other type of food, like your kimchi and sauerkraut, using that process, catabolic process, to break down compounds, make them more nutritious and digestible to deliver a whole food type of vitamin. And that does incorporate some of these synthetic nutrients into that bath. And then we moved on to a culturing process, which is somewhat similar. You use what we call USP, or United States Pharmaceutical Grade Vitamins, in a hydroponic tank to actually grow yeast cells that can actually express nutrients that are food identical. But with this third generation of vitamins, the MyKind vitamins, we are actually using botanicals that are water extracted, dehydrated through a two-step process, and the powdered raw material is full of all of the plant materials that are water soluble. It's tested through all the various good manufacturing practice type tests, like HPLC and FTIR. These are big words if you don't know about the testing, but these are ways of fingerprinting the nutrient and making sure that there are no contaminants. And we go and put that material in a tablet that is free of inactive material. It's all USDA organic ingredients, all non-GMO, which we were talking about ingredients. And typically when you're putting a tablet together, you are having to rely on corn and soy to put derived ingredients. You are relying on bleached and solvent-based materials and sometimes insect part materials to put a tablet together. And we avoided all of that with MyKind. So basically a botanical vitamin from food, from real food, in a tablet, and with tablet materials to hold it together that are non-GMO and USDA organic. And that's the basic idea behind the MyKind vitamins. We do have men and women's vitamins. We have men's 40 plus and women's 40 plus vitamins. They're 2-a-day tablets. And with the mints, I typically chew mines because you're basically eating food. You're not eating any weird materials. So I think if we were to look at a lot of the synthetic vitamins and just look at the supplement facts panel, it's where all your vitamins are listed. And if you added up the weight of the milligrams and micrograms to the actual weight of the tablet, so I don't know if this sounds confusing or not, but there's usually a difference between how much the tablet weighs and how much the activity weighs. And if you're not dealing with food, that's going to be non-food ingredients that don't necessarily offer a benefit to the individual. They're just there for manufacturing purposes.
Right. Something that actually, yeah, because in order to take these nutrients and put them into a tablet form, you need additives to press them together. You need things called flowing agents, which basically help these materials flow through the tableting or capsuling machine a little bit smoother. And some of these things are known to potentially have some negative impacts. So I know, you know, for example, you guys clearly says on your Kind Vitamin labels on the back, does not contain, and you guys list ingredients like magnesium stearate and stearic acid. You know, those are oftentimes flowing agents that they put in, but these things are also not typically water soluble. So it's funny if you actually stir them into a glass, you can see that, they kind of float around like if you stirred oil into water. And, you know, the many companies have had some concerns about how this relates to potential bioavailability, meaning you get these nutrients, like, let's say, a vitamin C or an alpha lipoic acid or, you know, vitamin E, whatever the nutrient is, and you mix it with this magnesium stearate so that it flows through the encapsulating machine well or the tableting machine well. Well, some of that mag stearate oil is probably going to coat some of those vitamin E molecules or those vitamin C or alpha lipoic acid molecules and may make it so that it's more difficult for your body to absorb these water soluble nutrients. So, you know, certain companies go through great lengths to use flowing agents and additives that are much friendlier, that have a much lower risk for being allergenic, and that in the end don't compromise absorption or utilization of the product. And I'm not sure exactly if that's what you guys were going for in the Kind Organics. I think it was more about producing an ultra pure product where you can really trace back the origin of pretty much every ingredient and ensure that it is A, organic, and B, non-GMO verified. And, you know, that using the ingredients that you did allowed you to do that, which is great.
Right. And what's interesting is that, you know, sometimes people prefer capsules over tablets and I think because of tableting, you know, a couple decades ago, you know, not being that great. And, you know, you hear the stories about the vitamins, the cheap vitamins that you can buy over the counter that go right through you and are found in porta potties or in hospital bedpans and things. And, you know, that may not always be true. In the case of Kind, we found that our tablets are breaking down under the required 30 minutes that tablets have to break down, but actually breaking down on average about 10 minutes faster than veggie caps. So, and that's in water. So we actually have a great integrity, but yet the tablet breaks down. I mean, we believe it's the material that we're using is able to probably interact with the body pretty easily.
Yeah, I mean, generally speaking, the recommendation, and I give this to patients all the time, is, you know, for absorption, when you're talking about that, tablets are usually the least desirable. Capsules are the next best, and then liquid and powders are obviously the best for absorption. Now, that's based on this idea that most tablet manufacturing, they're not using the type of tableting technology that you guys are using or have developed, meaning that, you know, the binders and the fillers and the coating agents, there's oftentimes coating on top, like there's waxes and there's different things that make it very difficult for these tablets to break down. And that is like the bedpan bullet. Basically, something goes in one way and it comes out the other. Your body didn't even have the ability to digest that. So that's where you get into this idea of, you know, taking supplements is just basically making expensive, you know, feces. Right. So, you know, I mean, it's nice that you guys have some of that testing to ensure that, yes, you are using a tablet, but the tablets actually have a great dissolution rate and are actually outperforming vegetable capsules, which is pretty impressive. And I'm sure that speaks to the more organic, not non-pesticide, but the more food-based ingredients that you are using in the clean tablet technology. So I think that's pretty cool.
Right. And so, you know, we have in our women's formula, we've got, you know, 10 milligrams of food iron derived from curry leaves. And it's a really unique story behind the whole iron and curry leaves, because the botanicals that we're using for most of the vitamins, they were actually chosen because they were observed by a tribal group in India, the Tamil people. And turns out when the Tamil women are pregnant, they will consume curry leaves grown in the shade of ripe amla trees, and that reduces the essential oils in the curry leaves and allows iron to be absorbed from the curry leaf. So we don't know how long they've been doing this, but there are no words for iron and folate and things like that in Hindi or in Tamil. But they consume that iron from the curry leaf with the ripe amla, which actually stops the oxidation of that iron because it's not in the right, I guess, redox state. So it adds that antioxidant protection. It actually adds the benefit of connective tissue, supporting, you know, proper development of the baby. And then they drink strong lemon peel tea, and it turns out that the lemon peels in India have the highest percentage of folate.
When we come back, we'll pick up the conversation. I think you're alluding to the idea that these food-based nutrients can have a synergistic effect on the absorption and utilization of other nutrients that are also included in food, and we see that in traditional cultures all the time, and it is backed up clearly by nutritional science, and it's something that, because the products are food-based, it does replicate some of those relationships that do naturally occur in nature. So when we come back, we'll be finishing up this topic. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back right after this break.
Megafood premium whole food supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 36, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Put a little more jingle in your pocket by taking advantage of Village Green Apothecary's big year-end sale. From now until the end of 2010, you can save 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Give the gift of good health to the people you care about and stock up on healthy living essentials for yourself, too. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or on the web at myvillagegreen.com. Or just give us a jingle at 301-530-0800.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by The Village Green. Just one last reminder, don't forget to stop in. They're having their big year-end sale now through December 31st. They've got deep discounts on all of the products in the store, supplements, body care, you name it, everything is on sale. It's a great time to stock up. Today we've been talking with Rex Jones, an educator for Garden of Life, and you know we've covered a lot of very interesting, possibly controversial topics related to organics and GMOs and beyond. In this last segment, Rex, we only have a few minutes. Why don't you kind of summarize some of the things around this Kind Organics line that Garden of Life put out in an effort to really meet completely GMO free products, organic products, and, you know, really what I thought was incredibly cool about it was that all of the nutrients are extracted directly from food. There's actually totally 100% food-based, and the way you guys are doing it is a completely new technology and a new way of getting nutrients from foods, which is actually really amazing.
Yeah, so, yeah, it is non-GMO verified. It's USDA organic, gluten-free, vegan certified, including the D3 and all of the formulas. So actually getting a vegan D3 from Lycan out of the UK. And there are four women's formulas. There's a one-a-day women's formula that doesn't have iodine in it. So those people that will only take one a day, we've got that. There's a women's two-a-day, which has 10 milligrams of iron, 500% of the B12 that you need, but the women's 40 plus has double the amount of B12 and obviously no iron there, but it does have, the 40 plus does have the addition of black cohosh, turmeric, and tomato for hormonal support. And then we have a prenatal that's a three a day with slightly smaller tablets and a little ginger and peppermint for digestive health. With the men's formulas, we have a decent amount of selenium to support prostate health. We have 500% of the daily value of B12, but the men's 40 plus, like the women's 40 plus, we doubled the B12. But then we have pomegranate, pumpkin, turmeric, and tomato as prostate support food/herbs for the men 40 plus. And as well, we have a men's once daily. I know a lot of men like once daily formulas, but I would suggest the 40 plus formula for a lot of men, even if they're not 40. And one of my favorites in this formula is actually our vitamin D3 spray, which is in a base of cranberry and pumpkin seed oil. 1,000 IUs of vitamin D3 in a nutritious oil. In fact, the cranberry seed oil has 138 milligrams of omega-7, which is great for skin health, per serving. A very reasonable price, non-GMO, USDA organic. We have a B12 spray, the first whole food methylcobalamin B12 that's also non-GMO and USDA organic. B12, unfortunately, is one of those nutrients that is typically found to be genetically engineered, and we've managed to find one that was not, and we're really happy about that. Very tasty sprays, the B12 and the D3, they go over really well. And then the last one, organic plant calcium. So the first USDA organic plant calcium, it's made from the AlgaeCal calcium, which is clinically verified. There is a study on PubMed that you can look up. I believe it's a study on a novel plant-based calcium, I believe is the headline, but it was this particular calcium, algae calcium, was found to be 3 to 4 times more mineralizing on osteoblasts. Those are your bone-building cells than calcium carbonate and citrate. So it is a plant. It's harvested live in the waste heat water. It's organic and non-GMO. And it seems to be more utilized than the carbonate version of calcium and citrate. It does have 1,000 IUs of D3, which is absolutely necessary for bone health. It does have 80 micrograms of MK7K2, very, very necessary for utilization of calcium. And 800 milligrams of calcium in three, easy to swallow tablets, all whole food. It's a great line overall.
So all the Kind Organics lines you can find at the Village Green Apothecary, we have them all there in stock. Some great product lines. Rex, I'm sorry to have to cut you off, but we're out of time. Thank you so much for taking the time to be with us on the show. And thank you to Garden of Life for really pioneering some great products and bringing some really innovative things to the market to improve people's health and wellness. This is Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living. Everybody, I probably won't tune in and hear you guys again until after the holidays. So Happy New Year. and wishing you all the best of health. Take care.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.